This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. It's a busy morning at Donald Trump's hush money trial in New York. The AP's Julie Walker is there.
Before former National Enquirer editor David Pecker gets back on the witness stand at Donald Trump's hush money trial, telling jurors about his efforts to help the former president stifle unflattering stories during the 2016 campaign, prosecutors are expected to tell the judge that Trump should be held in contempt over a series of posts on his Truth Social platform that they say violated an earlier gag order barring him from attacking witnesses in the case, including Stormy Daniels and Michael Cohen. Trump's lawyers deny that he broke the order. Trump also denies the charges of falsifying business records to cover salacious sex stories about him during the 2016 campaign. At court in Manhattan, I'm Julie Walker.
Colleges and universities are struggling with how to allow free speech while keeping campuses safe during protests centering on Israel's war with Hamas. The AP's Jackie Quinn.
Tensions are heating up between Jewish students and pro-Palestinian sympathizers on college campuses. Outside Columbia University in Manhattan, officials in New York City and across the country are urging calm.
Talk to each other, understand different points of view, because that's what college students should be doing.
New York Governor Kathy Hochul outside Columbia University, where in-person learning was canceled for the day. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Russia has the momentum in its war with Ukraine. Today in Washington, the Senate will begin considering billions of dollars more in aid to Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan. If it passes the Senate, it goes to President Biden for his signature. Five migrants died while trying to cross the English Channel to get to Britain. Back here at home, gas is $3.67 a gallon this morning, up 3 cents in a week. This is AP News. The AP's Norman Hall now with the latest on the shooting of an airport director by federal agents.
House Judiciary Committee Chair Jim Jordan has asked the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives to provide documents and information about its raid at the home last month of the Little Rock, Arkansas airport director. Brian Malinowski died days after he was shot March 19th at his home in Little Rock while a warrant was being served. The ATF said agents returned fire after Malinowski shot at the agents, striking and injuring one of them. Representative Jordan, in a letter, wrote that Malinowski exercises Second Amendment rights and was a firearms enthusiast. Jordan and other GOP lawmakers are questioning whether deadly force was justified. Norman Hall, Washington.
Despite a small dip in vehicle sales, General Motors' first quarter net income rose more than 25% on strong deliveries of pickup trucks. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.